وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي صاحب أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, the 1st of October. الحمد لله, the 27th of Rabi al-Awwal. May Allah Ta'ala grant you an afa afiyat. Allah Ta'ala take great work from you, Hazrat Mufti Sahab. The platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa salim kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrahli swadri wa yasilli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1446, and we continue with the tafsir and commentary of the Noble Quran. Our starting point is chapter 38, Surah Sawad, verses 36 to 40. Almighty Allah informed us that after rebuilding Masjid al-Aqsa in Jerusalem in Palestine, today occupied Palestine, then Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Solomon, peace be upon him, begged Almighty Allah for such a kingdom, la yambaghi li ahadim min ba'di, that will not be given to any personality after him, and Almighty Allah gave him that. Why? In Innaka antal wahhab, because you Almighty Allah are the best of givers. So Almighty Allah tells us what happens after the dua and supplication was accepted by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, chapter 38 and verses 36 to 40. Fasakharna, hence we subjected, subjugated. Again the royal pronoun is used to stamp his majesty, authority and sovereignty. He does as he pleases. As you can see, the Hurricane Helene there in America, North Carolina, more than 100 fracked and died. Alhamdulillah, as any harm comes to America, Israel and these rogue regimes, we say Alhamdulillah. So فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحِ, so we subjected and subjugated for him, for Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, the wind, and تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ, the wind would go according to his command, the command of Sulaiman, Solomon, peace be upon him. How fast, how slow, how in between he wants it. بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً, gently the wind would go, and he would be flying wherever he wanted to, like how we go in the planes today and so forth. رُخَاءً, gently, حَيْثُ أَصَابَ, wherever he wanted to reach, he would go, and the wind would take him with. So it shows that which king has that power in this day and this age. So remember, nobody. So these are all miracles. Allah subjugated the wind for him. والشياطين, and the Satans and Lucifer and his progeny, all were subjected to him and had to work according to his commandment. كل بناء وغواص, each one of them was either بناء, they were building the big, big buildings. So whether it be the Masjid Ibrahimi Khalilullah in Hebron, or whether it be pyramids or whatever it is, Allah alone knows best. We can't say 100%, but remember they were building banna wa ghawas. So banna wa ghawas, the divers would bring the pearls and the emeralds and whatever else from the depth of the ocean and the sea. So all this were there, and any Satan, any Shaitan, any one of Lucifer or his children, They rebelled against the command of Solomon, Suleiman alayhi salam, wa akharin. And then there were the other shayateen and satans. That what happened to them? Muqarraneena fil asfad. They were fastened in shackles. So in shackles, that is muqarraneena fil asfad. So they were fastened in the shackles. Remember, so asfad will be your shackles, and muqarraneen to be fastened and bounded in that. So it shows that to punish those is totally permissible, like how today we catch the jutlas, our enemies. So either we put a bullet to them, or we take them as hostages and so forth. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salam, Hada ata'una. This is our gift. We love you so much, O Solomon, King Solomon, Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, to be a Nabi and a Prophet of Almighty Allah is much, much superior and greater than being a king. But remember, the jutlas, they hate Sulaiman alayhi salam, and they're not interested in prophethood. They speak of king. So King Solomon, King David, for King David, they say they love him, but that also is false love. And King Solomon, they hate him because they say he ran his kingdom with magic and sorcery and witchcraft, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah states, all this, the wind, the jinnat, and so many other creation are subjected to your command, O Sulaiman alayhi salam. Hada ata'una. This is our gift. From nun, O amsik bi ghayri hisab. You utilize it as you wish, O amsik, or you hold it back and you don't use it. So whatever you do, bi ghayri hisab, without any reckoning. So me and you, there will be reckoning, whether we like it or not. So therefore, we beg Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allahumma hasibna hisabay yaseera. O Almighty Allah, make our reckoning easy. We just show our face, and thereafter entry into Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, and that is the everlasting prosperity bliss in the Garden of Eden, in the gardens of paradise, and that is beyond our perception, comprehension. Wa inna lahu, and verily for him, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, indana, by us. Everywhere Allah is using his royal pronoun to stamp his majesty, authority, sovereignty as a symbol of respect and reverence. Lazulfa, lazulfa, qurbatan wa makanatan. So he was very, very close to us, and his rank was exalted as well. So lazulfa translated both ways, a very close rank, if close to us, and a rank that is exalted as well. In Arabic you say qurbatan wa makanatan wa husna ma'ab, and a very good return, meaning the Jannat al-Firdaus awaits him. So what a magnificent kingdom Allah gave him. People can only dream of it nowadays, and they don't even have authority over their people themselves. When people rebel, then they put them, place them in jail, and that also becomes like a holiday for them in many countries, including our beloved South Africa. So wonderful incident. Now remember the ending of Surah Yusuf, and that is chapter 12, verse number 111. All these episodes, events and incidents, remember, are not just for entertainment and just for information. Nay, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Indeed, in these episodes, events, incidents, and stories, there are lessons to be learned. But who will learn the lessons? Only the truly intelligent ones. So you see, people with true Iman and Islam, they will take heed, but the secularists and so forth, they will not learn till they fall again and again and again. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today is 27 Rabiul Awal 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 361. According to the Gregorian calendar, also they're coming nearer and nearer to the 1 year. What Hamas did on 7th October, according to Islamic law, totally justified. Remember, when they put you in a prison, the biggest open prison in the world, and now you have to fight, so you fight. Remember that. that, there's no need for us to be apologetic and so forth. The only way you liberate Palestine, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. So we present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally and globally. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, 5 jutlas killed in various places. So we say Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Haifa attacked by Hezbollah, remember, there's like a blanket, you must remember that, you know, black news blackout, they're not telling you everything, suppressed news. So we will send everything out today to you, inshallah, and that is how you will get to know that what is really happening there. And Israel cannot do as they please, and their population are running helter-skelter, 100,000 here, 100,000 there, and that is Allah's punishment upon them, as enshrined in the noble Quran, chapter 7, verse 167, لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will continuously punish them, the worst punishment, and this will continue right till the day of justice, whether it's by Muslims like Hamas, or whether it's Hezbollah, Shaitan, the non-Muslims. So all that will continue. Mossad intelligence has infiltrated the Iranian intelligence. Remember, they gave them money, gave them women, gave them perks, and they are the ones. So Iran is in big problems now because their own intelligence has been infiltrated. So the Israelis have closed 3 areas and said, these are now military zones. So wherever they come, they just want to close it, remember. But that is now on the Israeli side. And now they have already, and they're targeting civilians by their own admission. So they are guilty of war crimes, they are guilty of genocide, they are guilty of ethnic cleansing, they are guilty of crimes against humanity. I wonder how it feels to be a Jew when Netanyahu came to United Nations, more than half the delegates and diplomats walked out and they booed him also. The humiliation is complete, universal, remember this. This is how Allah Ta'ala curses them and humiliates them. You have a 1 rand, 2 rand, 5 rand coin, and on that you will see certain things are stamped. So Almighty Allah speaks about the Jews and the Jutlas and says, Duribat alayhimu zilla, disgrace and humiliation is stamped upon them. Then you will see that Israel already started the ground invasion. They say the momentum is with them, so let us now go. So their arrogance will become their reason for falling and ultimate defeat soon, inshaAllah, ajilan ghayra ajil. Allahumma jdud wat ataka ala juyush israeliyin wa amerikiyin wa britaniyin wa hindiyin wa a'da'iddin. So most of you never understood that. Oh Allah, you tighten your grip on the Israeli army, the Americans who are coming in there, and the British and the Indians and whoever else haramis are helping, you decimate and destroy them, oh beloved Allah, Ameen. So all that will happen. Congo, another story there, remember that now the sexual violence and sexual assault is going on and increasing, so this party will blame that party and so forth. Same thing in Sudan as well. So very, very, you'll understand, sad, sad situation. So there in India, they say thousands of Indians have become cyber slaves. What do they mean by that? That they will put and say, we need this worker, this worker. So sometimes the ladies apply and then they are turned into prostitutes and so forth. The men apply and then they are treated like slaves, work maximum hours and receive minimum pay. All that promises just disappeared. Le Pen, any person who goes against Islam, against Muslims, against Prophet Muhammad Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Quran Sharif taught us, chapter 108, every Muslim knows this surah Kawthar, verse number 3, inna shani'aka huwal abtar, inna mubghidaka huwal aqta. Verily, any person who hates you, Ya Rasulullah, or your message, Allah forbid, huwal abtar, Allah will crush them, decimate them. This Le Pen, she used to make crazy statements, remember, belongs to the far right there in France, against Islam and Muslims and so forth. So she'll have to stand for trial for misuse of of money received from the European Union. Imagine that they crooks, in simple terms, corrupted people, and they will speak against Islam, Muslims. Any person, any organization, any government speaks against Islam, sooner or later will be humiliated. Look at Biden, Georgia, genocide Biden, humiliated by his own party. You're not fit to be standing for elections and so forth, for against Trump and so. So you can see that, how humiliated they get. And he forgets half the time, he can't even remember whether his bowels are working or not. His brains are there also. Nigeria, the Air Force there, instead of attacking the militants, as they said, they went to attack the innocent villagers, and they destroyed the mosque also. So these people are crazy people. Remember that. That sometimes, do you know anything of Nigeria? Nigeria had the third amount of, the largest amount of oil, you know, and the whole world basically. But none of the oil really belongs to them nowadays. It's all privatized, and now remember, it's in the hands of foreigners and few Nigerians. So that is the tragedy of Africa. They take South Africa. So remember that, how many things belong really to South Africa, and how many things are sold off to others and so forth. So that is, they are corrupted to the core, from Egypt in North Africa right till South Africa. The whole of Africa is like that. Allah forbid. Hurricane Helene kills more than 600. The latest figures are gone to more than 600. Alhamdulillah, we're very, very happy about it. Allahumma sallit alayhim adhaban shadeedan ya rabbal alameen. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. So now Biden will go and visit North Carolina and see the devastation and so forth. So why you don't go visit Gaza, what your arms and ammunition are doing? You think you can just punish anybody according to your whims and fancies? The stick of Allah does not make a noise. Therefore, we have no sympathy, empathy for any harm that comes to America, Israel, and all these other haramis supporting them. Men arrested after breaking into the Moroccan embassy there in Sweden. So what was his aim and so forth? We don't know, but I won't be surprised. They will tell you it's a Muslim guy and so forth. Ukraine, Zelensky says, very difficult year. Now the autumn will come, then the winter will come, and we're really suffering and so forth. Now imagine, billions and billions of dollars given to them by who? By America, and millions and billions given by the European Union, and yet they can't defeat Putin. And Putin says, I'm going to take out my nuclear, I'll show you my submarines, dance all the popper dance, then you will really see what's happening. And he's holding the gas, he's holding so many things which the European Union is in need of. So therefore we support Putin. We need haramis, remember that. That to settle scores with America and Israel and so forth, you need haramis to do the job. So this time you don't really require all these Arab puppets and murtads and shaitan children, remember that. Let's come to South Africa, our beloved South Africa. Let's start with some good news. So don't fall petrol, diesel today, unless it's an absolute necessity. Petrol, diesel, all will be decreasing by more than 1 rand from tonight, Tuesday night, midnight, so Wednesday effectively. So rather hold on and don't fill too much petrol, and don't fill any petrol, diesel, unless you are in great necessity or something. And that's some good news. They say this is the fourth, fifth decrease we're experiencing. And you know what they tell you? You know, I was in Swaziland, and I spoke to my connection there, and their own garages, you know, filling stations. I asked them that, what is the price of petrol there in Swaziland and compared to South Africa? They said minimum the difference is 1 rand, sometime 1.50, sometime 2 rand. Can you believe that? The petrol diesel goes from South Africa to them. They are landlocked. They don't have any port or anything. And because our taxes are so much here, so there's a difference minimum of 1 rand, 150 per liter. So that is how much the South African government steals from us. It is daylight robbery, if you ask me. Now I like this one here. I read in the Citizen. So Lesufi, the premier of Gauteng, and Zilla, they're having it out. So they said Lai Sufi, L-I-E, and Sufi, that many things he was lying, and man, she is Allah, the dictator. So what did Sufi tell her? That Sufi tell her, you cannot dictate to us. We A and C will take our own decision. So what happened to your people G and U? A marriage of convenience does not last long. You see that? All bunch of upside down corrupted people. No refunds for those who paid tolls. And in fact, they're saying those who haven't paid, you better pay up. We tell them, go to hell. You must first tell us how many billion you stole, and how many trillions you stole, and then you come demand the people must pay, and so forth. Go fly a kite. Today, the schools are opening nationally, the southern South Africa, and so forth. And there is a quick story. One day, I asked one youngster, 7, 8 years old. I say, which is the best day in your life? He said, the best day in my life is when the schools close. And I asked him, which is the worst day in your life? He said, the day the schools open. And it's very cold here by us, and some other parts of South Africa, some places it's snowing again. So may Almighty Allah have mercy on all of us, and inshallah Allah protect us at all times, all places. Read Surah 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He Almighty Allah was, is, will always be the best protector, whilst He alone, exclusively, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. He is the one who is the most merciful one to show mercy. Programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan will interview Mufti Hassan Ali, inshallah, and he is there in Makkah somewhere or somewhere. He's American, but he's there somewhere. So anyway, then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and 1 to 2 will be the Tafsir and Commentary of the Noble Quran. Maulana Salim Karim, the time now is 10 to 5, and now inshallah we can go for the Q&A for the next 25 minutes, inshallah al-Aziz. So let's fire up all you listeners who got questions. Send your questions here to our number 084-786-3132, and you'll be on the borders of South Africa, plus 27-84-786-3132. Inshallah, we will try our level best to answer all your queries. Barakallahu fiqh.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Mufti Saab, what is the virtue of reading Alam Nashrah 360 times?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. We must know, one is the virtue mentioned in the Quran Sharif. One is the virtue mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. One is the virtue mentioned by the Sahaba, the beloved students, companions of the Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And one is the virtue mentioned by the ulama. So thus you call amal. You don't call that a sunnah. So to read any surah 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, surah Alam Nashra, 300 times, 360 times, whatever it is, you will get reward. But you can't attach specific virtues to it and so forth and say it is sunnah. Once you start saying that, then it becomes a bid'ah and an innovation. So we need to be very, very careful in this regard. Anything that is man-made, Khatme Khwajagan, our Durud to Najina, and all these type of things, we say permissible. But we can never ever attribute it and say and elevate its rank and say it's a sunnah or it is compulsory or something. Once you start saying that, then it becomes a bid'ah and an innovation. So keep everything in the proper perspective. So to read Alam Nashra a certain amount, to read this, to read that, all permissible in principle, but don't elevate it to the rank of sunnah, then that will not be permissible.
Mufti Saab, who is more deserving of assistance, the unmarried aunt or sister or the widowed mother-in-law who has other homes to live as well? Kindly have programs on mahrams and their responsibility, as lots of women are in dire straits.
Remember that in Islam, when the people used to ask Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that who should we spend on? So the law was mentioned by Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Al Aqrab fal Aqrab. So if you have a sister, your own biological sister, and she's in dire straits, she can't pay her rental, she's hardly any food on the table, can't pay for the electricity, so then the duty is on you. The siblings, you must help her. The brothers, sisters, you help her. If your auntie, your mother's sister, the khala, masi, or if your father's brother or father's sister, the fui, and so forth, so they are in dire straits, so you help them. As far as the in-laws go, father-in-law, mother-in-law, you got nothing to do with them. If you are helping them, you're just doing a favor. They must go, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, to their children, to their family members. You're not really family in that case, and so forth. So if you do that, then that is qalbi mawdu. You're doing things upside down. So the way you ask the question, first will be the sister, then the auntie, then will come the in-laws and outlaws and all these things here. So always in life, remember, we work on the principles, al-aham fal-aham. What is the priority? Al-aham, that, you know what you say, alam alif, you know, you put the alif before that, and ham, ha, and meem, al-aham fal-aham. People sometimes send me questions, how you spell it in Arabic and so forth. So the law of priority, and what is the most important thing, the need of the hour at that time. And one is al-aqrab fal-aqrab. Who is the nearest to you, and they really deserving, so for them you must give. You'll get ajra. Ajru sadaqa wa ajru sila. And one is the strengthening of the family ties, you get reward, and one is the charity. If that person is totally dire straits and so forth, and then they don't have anything, basically you can give them zakat. And if you're not so sure, then give them sadaqa lillah and so forth, but assist them. So these are the basic rules and laws that you must understand. Responsibilities, every person should know their responsibilities. We can have 100 programs, but nothing will happen unless you yourself have that hamdardi. We have that love for humanity. We have compassion in our hearts. Wa ahsin kama ahsan Allah ilayk. Do good unto humanity as Almighty Allah Jalla Wala conferred His bounties and favors upon you. So everything you will find in the Quran Sharif and in the Sunnah Mubarakah, teaching, preaching of Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Mufti Sahab, what do you do if you miss namazes from the time you became baligh?
So obviously that every Muslim knows that from the time he or she became mature and attained the age of puberty, then 5 daily salat is compulsory, fasting during the month of Ramadan is compulsory, and so forth and so on. But because you were young and playful and whatever else, so now you miss salat, 100 salat, 1000 salat, and so forth. So qaza of all that salat that you missed is compulsory, remember that. And that is the verdict of majority scholars. That is not something you just make tawbah and you repent and then you say everything is fine. No, it's no such thing like that. So you must make up a timetable. Okay, the earliest a girl becomes baligha, mature in Islam, is when she is 9 years old. And that's our daughter. And a boy, earliest he becomes baligh, mature, is when he's 12 years old. We're speaking about lunar years here. 9 lunar years and 12 lunar years. And then you work out and use your discretion when you, he or she became baligh or baligha and mature and attained the age of maturity, puberty, and work out Fajr Salat. I never read anyone besides Ramadan, then Zohar, then Asr, then Maghrib, then Isha. According to Hanafis only, you will have to read Qadha of the Witr also. Shafi'is, Malikis, and all of them know Qadha of the Witr. Hanbali say such a person is murtad out of the fold of Islam, and that is the verdict of majority Sahaba. And if you take the superficial meaning of the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah, so you will find that that is the correct one, but we don't pass the verdict on that. Meaning the Salafi scholars who give you a half information and tell you, no, just make Tawbah and then it's fine. They want to tell you the half story of the Hanbalis and Salafis, the true Salaf, and the true pious predecessors. They say, Sahaba used to say this. And remember Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah, the celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam al-Taymiyyah, wrote a whole book on this Kitab al-Salat, which I have in a wonderful academic discussion. Ma salakakum fi saqar, what made you walk straight into Jahannam? Qalu lam nakum min al-muswallin, we never read Salat. Chapter 74, verses 41, 42, 43, go and see everything in the Quran Sharif. So when a person misses Salat, then that person, according to the Sahaba, Hanbali school and so forth, if you want, go study Al-Mughni by Allama Ibn Qudama Rahimahullah, and you will find all the details there also. So the nikah is broken, the children are illegitimate, the person will not be buried in a Muslim graveyard. We do not pass the fatwa verdict on that, but I always mention it to show you the seriousness of the crime according to Sahaba and according to the majority Sahaba and radiallahu anhu majma'in and according to the Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal and the Hanbali school. The others say that you make qada and beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness. Why is Salat called Salat? As-silatu bayna al-abdi wa rabbi. We have to connect ourselves to Almighty Allah, so that can only happen via Salat. Salat is called dua. So Salat means we beg Almighty Allah to envelop us in His mercy and so forth and so on. So therefore, each one of us must realize, man jo pe jo arman wo. My father told me something just before passing away. In our Mehman, if you know Mehman, that is the proper word to use, arman, the last wish of my beloved father, my mother, and so forth. So yeah, Habib, our parents are who? Ordinary people, sinners, and so forth. There's nothing really special about them. This is Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's farewell advices to the Ummah. Akhrijul Yahud wal Nasara min Jaziratil Arab. Expel and kick out the Jews and Christians from the Arab Peninsula. Authentic hadith in Muslim, Bukhari Sharif, and carry on. As-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum, wa karrara, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated it several times. In your hukukul ibad, that is, your rights of you human being, fulfill their rights of your wife, your children, your employees, your students, over whom you have authority and jurisdiction. Hukukullah, the rights, obligations of Allah, as-salah, guard your salat, hadaran wa safara, whether you at home or you're traveling. Today, thousands of people going for Umrah. Majority of them missing their Salat. So what good is that Umrah? These are all waswasa, whisperings of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer. Most to most, Umrah is Sunnah, and Salat is first, Mas Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Fajr. Say, no, I'll make Qaza in Jeddah or Makkah, Medina. So that type of Umrah, in simple terms, you're wasting your time. In simple words, remember that your priorities are all upside down. So we need to understand the ahmiya, the importance of Salat, and teach our children that as well.
Mufti Sahab, I've made a decision to move into a house and paid the deposit. And only after I paid the deposit, I realized that I didn't make istikhara. I had a bad dream about staying in that house. I haven't moved into that house as yet. What should I do?
If you already paid the deposit and so forth, then Quran Kareem states, فَإِذَا عَزَمْتَ. So once you made the decision, فَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ. So place your trust in Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. As far as dreams go, so this will now be, you must remember, waswasa. You waswisu fi sudurin nas, that the Satan, Shaitan, Lucifer will come and bring all these whisperings and so forth. So you pay the entire amount that is balance, and then you move in whenever you feel like, whenever the owner is ready and you are ready, and move in on a Wednesday or move in on a Friday and read Surah Baqarah, the entire Surah. The Hadith Sharif is mentioned in Muslim. So Imam Muslim says that قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مصطفى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said اقرأ سورة البقرة, read Surah Baqarah chapter 2. It comprises Genesis 286 verses, Atwalu Suratin fil Quran, the longest chapter and surah in the noble Quran. Why must you read it? Fa inna akhadaha baraka. Hence, by reading it, baraka, blessing will come. Wa tarkaha hasra. You don't read it, it will bring about remorse and regret. Wa la yastati'uha al batala. And remember that the evil forces will not overpower it. I can't speak on behalf of Muhammad Salim Kareem, but I know he's happily married and he has children and maybe grandchildren and so forth. But I can speak about myself. We got married, we didn't make istikhara. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allah's fazl, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence, grace and mercy. So it's not every way you have to make istikhara, brother. So once you are sure, you just carry on and so forth. But if you feel you want to make istikhara, you can do it even now. But my advice to you, don't do it. But if you really want to, read Allahumma khirli wakhtarli. Oh Allah, select the best for me and choose for me. And that is, remember, in Tirmidhi Sharif. Whatever comes in your heart, in your mind, that is your answer. You don't have to sleep and dream and all that. Our people, the way they carry on, Hazrat Ji of Jalalabad, Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahab, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, people used to come and say, Hazrat, maine ye khwab dekha, ye khwab dekha. He say, bhai, ye to khwab ki baatein hai, jaane do, you must remember. Just leave all these things here, because people are obsessed, you know. Suddenly they see themselves flying and so forth, say, wah wah, maybe waliullah ban gaya. You see, I also became now one of the buzruks, but maybe the bushkruk, we don't know. So people don't pay so much attention and so much to the dream, and you carry on with life, inshallah al-Aziz. Read Surah Baqarah every week, every month, and Allah will protect you and the children. Ya Allah, makan may be barakat ata farma. Ya Allah, makin may be barakat ata farma. Ya Allah, give us barakah, blessing, happiness, joy in our house and home, and give other the people who will stay there also, give them barakah, makan and makin. So that is how you should make dua, inshallah.
Mufti Saab, can a lady put on attar? Is it jais or not?
Where she's going to put on attar and perfume and fragrance and makeup and lipstick and dipstick, that is the issue. If she is putting it there in her home and all that, then it's not only permissible, it's meritorious, desirable. Her husband is half sleepy Joe, like Joe Biden, the harami. So then she puts that up and seduces him and wakes him up. So not only permissible, then it is meritorious and desirable to do that within the confines of the home. But when she does it for how our women are doing, 70, 80, 90%, and the kafirat and the non-Muslim women are doing, absolutely haram that is. The Quran Sharif states, Surah 33, verse 33, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ. You women, you must stay in your homes. وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَةِ الْأُولَى. When you emerge from your homes, do not expose your beauty as you should do in the initial ignorance. Ula, now it is jahiliya e saniya. We're living in the current jahili ignorance, remember that. So one country can hold the whole world as ransom with their veto. What nonsense is that, remember? So therefore, we need to kick out this whole system. It's all satanic system. So here also, the hadith sharif in Tirmidhi, and it's sahih, authentic hadith. Qala al-Nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِذَا خَرَجَتِ الْمَرْأَى. When a woman emerges, leaves her home, you ask about attar, itar, see the word, وَهِيَ مُتَأَتِّرَى. And she applied the perfume, lipstick, dipstick, all these things she did. فَمَرَّتْ بِمَجْلِسِ كَذَا وَكَذَا. And then she passed the men and so forth. He, رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the exclusive mercy to the entire universe and creation, said, she is just like an adulteress. فَهِيَ زَانِيَا. You see the wa'id, the warning, sister? So therefore, and you say, no, me, I'm going to the mosque, and so forth. And now when you park there, the men can see you, can't see you. Then you got your best clothes on, you got your itar on, perfume on, lipstick on, dipstick on. So it's permissible, all that. absolutely haram. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are just like an adulteress, fa hiya zaniya. So that is authentic hadith. I gave you the reference. You can go check it up in your leisure time.
Mufti Saab, can we burn our hay or must we bury it?
La tu'adhib bin nar. You can't burn any part of the body, totally haram. The only one who can burn is Almighty Allah. He is Khaliqun nar. He created the fire. For us to burn people, burn our hay, all these things are totally haram in Islam and not permissible. Therefore, you, my mothers, my sisters, my daughters, you're going to give birth today, tomorrow, this week, next week, whenever. So before you go there and sign all the documents and so forth with the clinic hospital, you must tell them that the afterbirth, everything, the placenta, and you'll know better than me all these issues, you want everything back. Why you want everything back? Because if you leave it there, the hospitals, the clinics, they incinerate it, they burn it, and that is haram, you must remember. You take everything back and you bury it in your backyard, bury it in the graveyard, wherever you feel like. So that is what Islam teaches us. That is the human rights. Not what these haramis come, murder, kill hundreds and 200, 300,000 people and say we want peace. Just like the jutlas, haramis, murderers, war criminals, they are peace. They speak with layyam bi al-sinatihim, Quran says, with a forked tongue. Peace, P-E-A-C-E. They steal more and more pieces of land. They want Gaza. They want Palestine, they want Lebanon, they want Yemen, they want this, they want that. So everything will fall off their talabul kul fawtul kul. When you are too greedy, you will lose everything. So that is what's going to happen to America, Israel, and all these Arab 10-4 dictators. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, waylul lil Arab, woe and destruction li hukam al Arab. It means to the leaders of these Arab countries and so forth. Every one of them a dictator. Just speak one word against them publicly in their country and see what they will do with you. So that is where we are, and you can see how they are going to crumble very soon, inshallah al-Aziz, in our lifetime.
Mufti Saab, I tend to overthink the past and the bad stuff. What can I do or read?
Read Ayatul Kursi, AK, so 255, Surah 2, Surah Baqarah, and read it. One day, this hadith is mentioned in Muslim Sharif. Now, Ramadan time is ending, and Eid al-Fitr is approaching rapidly. 3-4 days left, like you know. So, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed him, Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Ya Abu Huraira, you must be the guard. You must be the night watchman. You must see that this heap of dates are coming in. Sahaba are contributing. So see, nobody comes and steal. So said Abu Huraira, half awake, half asleep. Suddenly he saw somebody, apprehended him. That person cried and cried. Compassion, mercy overtook him. He said, okay, I give you a last chance, go. Next morning after Fajr, normally it was the habit of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who'd ask, man ra'a minkum ru'ya, who saw a dream or anything important happened last night? So what happened last night, Ya Abu Huraira? Ya Rasulullah, this person came, he wanted to steal some dates, I apprehended him, and thereafter he was crying, weeping, sobbing, and so forth. Ya Abu Huraira, he's coming again tonight. So now Sayyidina Abu Huraira, all the sleep, everything disappears, and he's waiting. Lo and behold, yea, the same guy comes, and in the form of a human being, everything, and a pauper, and whatever, selling paupers, and they apprehend. They say, hey, me, I'm taking you now to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He cried even more than the previous night. Next morning, again, Nabi alayhi salam asked him, what happened? So he related the entire story and event and episode. They said, he's coming again tonight, the third night. So now again Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu waiting for him. So when he came, he apprehended him and said, all your sleep, all your weeping, sobbing, crying, I'm not interested. He said, okay, I teach you something. So you must read Ayatul Kursi, chapter 2 and verse 255, AK 255, and Allah will protect you from Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer. So he released him. Next morning, Mustafa asked, now this is the third morning, what happened, Ya Aba Huraira? Ma hadatha fil bariha? What happened? Said, Ya Rasulullah, he told me like this. So I released him. He asked him, you know who is that? He said, no. He said, that was Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan, Iblis. He came to you in a human form. And what he, Swadaqa wa wakadhub. What beautiful words. What he told you, Ya Aba Huraira, is the truth. Read Ayatul Kursi, and you will be protected from the attack and assault of Satan, Shaitan, and Lucifer and his progeny. But his habit is wa kadhub, mubalagha, hyperbole, intensive form. He's always lying. You see, Netanyahu, he is called, you must remember, the serial liar. Day and night he lies. You see Trump, how they lie, the haramis. So like that, all auladu Shaitan. So go open Muslim Sharif. So read that. So you're overthinking. I like that word you use. So Satan is troubling you. Read the four quls. Qul ya al-kafirun. Qul huwa Allah. Qul al-falaq. Qul bin-nas. Stay in hudu. Give out charity daily. And Allah will protect you. Forget all that. Worry about the present and the future. And then Allah will make your life very, very easy and peaceful, inshallah.
Mufti Sahib, can we use hair extensions made out of wool? Is this permissible?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us in the Noble Quran, chapter 4, verse 119. So there, Almighty Allah tells us about Lucifer, Satan, Shaitan, when he was expelled. Always remember the two words. For Shaitan, Satan, Iblis, you use the word expelled. For Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyidah Hawa, Adam and Eve, there you don't use the word expelled. You say they were transferred from Jannah, paradise, to this world. So remember that you must draw a distinction. So he said, me, I'm not going alone to Jahannam. وَلَعَامُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. I will command them and they will change the creation of Allah. See, today Eve wants to become Steve. Steve wants to become Eve. And then you see that they wear the wigs and what they do, the fashion and so forth. So there Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, some authentic hadith mentioned in Muslim Sharif, la anallahu alwasila wal mustawsila. Normally the ladies do it, so therefore it's mentioned like that. So you, the one who is running the salon, and you are busy with this, putting all the wigs and so forth, taking this hair and that hair and so forth, and mixing it and joining it with that hair, all that haram in Islam, and it's all Western custom and fashion and culture. Yes, if the sister is using wool, and then she mixes it and attaches it to her hair, to her plaits, and there the wool, so that will be permissible and acceptable.
Mufti Sahib, can we as a family make zikr at home?
Yes, at home you make zikr. Very good. Husband, wife, children, everybody making dua. Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala, and we have dalil also for it. So, an evidence, dalil means proof and evidence. Open Arba'een, the 40 ahadith compilation by Allama Nawawi rahimahullah, and he mentions when Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu would complete the Quran Sharif, jama'a awl ahlahu wa iyalahu, is to get all his wives, children, grandchildren, whoever were there, and make collective dua and so forth. So what is that? Is zikr. So remember that. So it's very good in the confines of your house that you get everybody involved. Me and my wife, we do that many a time. You must remember, we make dua together and so forth. You make a little bit zikr. Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, whatever. And thereafter, durood sharif, and then you make dua. So Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, blessings, mercy will descend on you, and the law, you'll have what? Not only the bodies will meet, the hearts will meet. And once the hearts meet, there's unity of thought, then everybody going in the same direction. Your house will become a home, and your home will become Darussalam, a home of peace, tranquility, and serenity, inshallah. So wonderful. In your house, very good. We must create the environment, remember that.
Mufti Saab, Hafizul Quran forgot my Quran. What is the punishment?
Very, very big sin. Remember, Hafiz, Hafiza. Yes, if you are very old, 90, 100 years old, and then you forgot it, so obviously that you were not to blame. But that is La yukallifullahu nafsan illa usaha. Allah has not burdened any person more than his ability, capability, capacity. But young people become Hafiz. They forgot half the Quran, the entire Quran. Almighty Allah states in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً دُنْكَى. When you turn away from my reminder, the Quran Sharif, then I will make this worldly life for you miserable and wretched. And وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And we will resurrect you on the day of justice blind. That person will ask, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Why am I blind, your life? Could see in this world no spectacles, no contact. Lenses. My verses came to you and you by-hearted it. Now you forgot it, you abandoned it, you neglected it. Get out from here. You will be abandoned. You never say for Allah, Allah forgets. So you say Allah has abandoned you. So if Allah abandoned us, then who is there to help us? Surah Taha, Chapter 20, verses 124, 125, 126. All you fathers, mothers, ustads, emphasize and re-emphasize upon your children. Remember the importance of remembering the Quran Sharif. Ameen. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullah.